Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, I'm glad you're here. Steve Bowles is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's a new friend and our guest this half hour. Steve is the founder and president of Merchants Barter Exchange. And he's here to talk to us about that very topic, barter. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. How are you doing today, Jim?
Doing good. It's good to have you here. Steve, I was reminding the audience that for millennia, before there was money, there was barter.
Correct.
Long before, barter is as old as civilization. And, I did have to say, though, that one of my favorite quotes is from Adam Smith's book, The Wealth of Nations. He identified one of the three great inventions as money, because money did speed up the economy. It did make things, make it easier for people to do business together. But isn't it interesting that after all these years, and money's been around now, we know money's been around for thousands of years, but still, after all these years, barter is still valid, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And most of the world has used barter other than the United States. You know, the countries in Central and South America that went to 3- and 4-digit inflation had to get off their current currencies and fix their economies with barter. Barter is the thing that can fix an economy.
I went to Brazil years ago, and before I went, they said, "Now, you know about inflation down there, right?" And I said, "What?" "Yeah." I said, "Yeah, I guess I know they got high inflation." He said, "Yes, 12% a month."
That's
I
incredible.
Said, "Well, 12% a month." I couldn't believe it. But anyway, tell the audience, for those who might be just, starting out in the marketplace, or maybe they haven't contemplated this concept very much, tell the audience what barter is.
Well, barter is a way for companies to trade back and forth without spending cash. So if you have extra time, inventory, or space, you could trade that in exchange for things that you're spending money on. So if you're a printer and you don't have a printing job to do today, let us hand you a printing job that you can turn around and trade that for new pallet racking, forklifts, a new roof on your building, advertising, or just computers and chairs for your office.
Well, yeah, but and so somebody might be saying, well, why don't you just use money? Why do you use barter? What's the advantage?
Well, here's the advantage to using barter right now. Right now, as a business, you already have a finite amount of business coming through your door. If you didn't, obviously, you'd be packed and couldn't take any more business. So with a finite amount of business coming through the door, if I bring you one extra customer, you don't pay any extra overhead. So you're not buying a new building, buying new equipment, hiring new employees. The only thing you're doing is running an extra print job where it's only the price of the paper and ain't going through the machine. So obviously now you're able to do you're doing this additional print job that you wouldn't have had, and maybe it's costing you 25 cents on the dollar. Now you're able to purchase a roof for your building for 25 cents on the dollar.
So you're saying that if I'm in the printing business and I get a roofer who needs printing, I need roofing and the roofer needs printing, we bring those two people together and they do business with each other on a discounted basis, right?
That would be exactly right. But here's the thing: it never really works out. The roofer doesn't really need $100,000 for the printing.
Right.
That's why you need an exchange like Merchants Barter Exchange, because what happens is when the printer calls us for a new roof, we send the roofer in. The roofer does, and I'm making up a number, $100,000 roof. However, the roofer doesn't want to collect $100,000 in printing. The roofer is going to collect $100,000 in barter credits that they can turn around and spend on tires for their trucks, shirts for their guys, computers.
Now that's when you have an exchange involved, and we're going to get there.
Go ahead.
You're doing good. But before we get there, I want to make sure that people think about this. I mean, I'll give you an example. I used to be in the consulting business.
Okay.
And I had from time to time I needed to buy something that my clients sold. And so I would contact them, and I'd say, well, we'd talk about it. I'd say, okay, I need to buy. This is what I need to buy, and I'm willing to exchange some of my services for some of those goods. And we arrived, you know, at a price, and they gave me their wholesale price, like they would sell to their best customers.
Right.
And I gave them a little lagniappe, as they say in New Orleans, a little something extra.
Right.
And we did the deal, and it was a good deal, and it worked out really well. It made sure that I did business with them. It gave me a little bit more business. It solidified the relationship between the two of us. It increased the feeling we had for each other, that we were sticking together, so to speak. And so it was a good transaction. Now there are, I want to make sure we say this though, Steve, there are tax implications of barter, aren't there?
Absolutely correct.
Tell us about those.
What happens is you get a 1099-B at the end of the year. And what it's going to say is, this year we've
given you...
You're
going to get that from the other person that you bartered with.
Yes, correct.
And you're going to do the same thing.
Right. And it's just going to say that we've given you $10,000 of the business this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's going to count as $10,000 on your income.
Right.
Of course, the other side is what you received, and you're going to take that as $10,000 off your income.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously,
so it's
depending
a wash.
On what the item is.
So it's theoretically a wash, but
correct.
The transaction is recorded.
Absolutely.
And if it isn't recorded, especially when it gets into some serious money, if it isn't recorded, it makes the IRS ill, doesn't it?
Yes, and that's kind of the advantage, and that is if you actually report that you do some barter, you're looked on it favorably with the IRS because
really?
You're reporting it.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, mm-hmm.
But can we just back up 1 second?
Uh-huh.
And that is,
yep.
In your situation as the consulting, and you needed something, and that your situation worked out very well because there was good relationship there.
Yep.
But literally, and I'm going to say on a daily basis, I hear stories about people that did barter on their own, and generally speaking, unless there was a relationship there, a long-term relationship, and even sometimes there was, the person that went first got the good deal. The person that went second got the bad deal, meaning that if a plumber and electrician wanted to trade some work,
right,
and the plumber goes over to the electrician's house and changes, you know, fixes his
right.
plumbing because the toilets are backed up, the electrician got the good deal.
It only works,
takes a year to get around.
It only works if you have a good relationship.
Correct.
Yeah, you can't just wander around doing barter with people you aren't familiar with. He's right about that, folks. But it does work. It can happen. Now, when we come back, we're going to take this. We're going to kick this up on steroids. Put it up into a higher level. Steve's going to tell us how that works when you're part of a network. 20 after. Stay with us.
Everybody.
Little James Taylor, little father of soul, godfather of soul, bringing this back, the late James Brown. It makes me happy when I hear James Brown. I'm so glad we had him for as long as we did. 23 after, I'm Jim Blassigame, spinning a few platters for you here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll go there and check it out when you get a chance. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anywhere in between. On any topic under the small business sun, we got something that will help you with your small business, and it'll help you get a brand new bag in your small business, I promise you. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Steve Bowles is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder and president of Merchants Barter Exchange, and that's what we're talking about, bartering. Now, in the previous segment, we talked about just some of the fundamentals, Steve, you helped us explain how it can happen on a basic level between two consenting adults, so to speak, and how it can be beautiful, it can work great. You pointed out that you got to be careful because it can also have some pitfalls. The barter isn't perfect, and also some of the tax issues that you got to pay attention to. But now, Steve, there are for years I've been hearing about networks, barter networks, where I've actually seen them where they actually had catalogs where the barter network would offer you a catalog of things that you could buy with credits that they would give you. But the way you got credits was not by paying money, but by donating, giving things of your own, extra inventory that you might have, whatever you wanted to acquire these credits, you would put into the catalog, and then you'd acquire these credits and you'd take things out from the catalog. Now your system is similar, but not quite like that.
Well, exactly. It's the same concept, in that when somebody puts credits into the system, whether it be by doing some work or space or inventory or whatever, then they're able to get the full value out for it.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the important thing that everybody needs to know. If they're dealing with a barter group that is not dealing everything in 100% trade, then they shouldn't. That gets very dangerous.
What would it sound like if they weren't? Would they be trying to get you to discount your stuff?
Right. Then everyone's just trying to give everyone discounts, which sounds good in the beginning. But what happens with just everyone giving everyone else discounts is then you start marking a price up a little more to cover it.
Right.
And it has no value.
Well, barter only works if everybody understands what things are worth. Right.
Correct.
If I'm going to exchange for gasoline, for 100 gallons of gasoline, then it only works if I know what gasoline is worth right now.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. So that's one thing that you got to pay attention to. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, just that. So as long as you know that what you're getting has a finite value and what you're giving has a finite value. Now, remember, what we're not trying to do is you have someone give the other person a discount. We're basically trading retail for retail or wholesale for wholesale.
And it doesn't matter as long as both people are doing the same thing.
I'm sorry?
It doesn't matter whether it's retail or wholesale as long as both people are doing the same thing.
Doing the same thing. You're absolutely correct there.
All right.
And literally that's how it works. And when you're able to have, tens of thousands of businesses in a network, it just makes it absolutely an incredible situation for everyone involved.
Now,
if you owned a hotel and you could trade empty rooms for getting new carpet, why wouldn't you?
Tell us how that would work. Go walk us through the scenario.
Well, exactly. The hotel would call us up and say, we just actually did it. One of our hotels in Minneapolis, they called us up and said, we need carpet for our hotel. So we said, no problem. We hooked them up with a carpet company. They handled larger carpet jobs. And they came out. They did the job. It was about, $36,000, $37,000. So instead of paying them cash, they wrote them a barter check. For $37,000 came out of the hotel's account and went into the carpet company's account.
And so
the carpet
Go ahead.
The carpet company didn't need hotel stays. The carpet company needed other things. And I think they wound up getting some billboards, some vehicle repairs.
What you've got here is you bring in an indirect third party, don't you?
Correct.
It's kind of, I don't know if that's the right way to say it, but it's...
That is the correct way to say it.
Yeah, it bringing an indirect third party, and so the hotel got the carpet, mm-hmm. the carpet company got the business, but then they got credits to go spend somewhere else on the things that they needed. Maybe they needed a roof.
Right, let's just take it full circle. So let's just say the carpet company got tires, the tire company got landscaping, and the landscaper's daughter's going to be getting married and wants to use that hotel for the reception.
Right.
So we can bring as few or as many people into the loop as necessary.
And so why would people do this instead of just paying the money? What would be the advantage?
Again, several things. One is that the hotel may not have the cash to put out. They just may not have the cash.
They've got future rooms, don't they?
Exactly. So they're going to use the currency that they do have, space, and turn it into something that they need.
But remember... But here's the concern that you got to pay attention to. That carpet company did have to come up with the money to buy the carpet and pay the payroll immediately.
Absolutely.
And so they've got to feel that they can turn that around quickly, so that the cash flow works, don't they?
And they shouldn't barter unless they can see something up front.
Right.
And that's why, as a business model, we actually give the business a line of credit first.
Yep.
So the carpet company could get their tires
there
first.
There you go.
Did the carpet job.
That's how you facilitate this. Give us the website. Tell us the company again.
It's Merchants Barter Exchange. The website is merchantsbarter.com.
Merchantsbarter.com. Folks, check that out. And do your homework and see if this works for you. Hey, Steve, will you come back again and talk to us about this some more?
I would love to.
We'll do it again real soon. Thanks, Steve, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
Quick break. Stay with me after these messages. I'll be right back.
Tell me the truth if you have to. Say what you see, fit, but don't ask me why. Love never seems to last you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.